Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
I have been released from the office today and I have come to Knaresborough to visit the Newton Solicitors office, and I'm here with Andrew Corkwell. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we're going to be talking today about something called businesses in distress, and we'll come on to work out what that is and what businesses can do about it very shortly. But first of all, tell me what you do at Newton Solicitors and what brings you here.
So I'm the director responsible for the Durham office of Newton Solicitors and also a specialist in insolvency and business turnaround.
So what would the signs be then that a company is potentially in trouble financially, and where would those problems have come from?
Typically, there's a range of sort of indicators of financial distress that are present, say if you're sat outside of the company. So it might be a company that you kind of do business with and perhaps they've sort of not paid an invoice, you're trying to chase up the debt that's owed to your business. One sign would be that that debt becomes substantially overdue for payment. So if normal payment terms are, say, 30 days or less, and then all of a sudden that just ramps up to, you know, it's more than, say, 90 days in arrears, generally that may be indicative of a cash flow problem within that company, especially if you've been chasing up the debt and you haven't got to any clear signs that there's a genuine dispute as to why the debt's not been paid. And really, you're just getting kind of fobbed off by the company. That may be a sign of an underlying problem. Similarly, things like if they've recently refinanced. So sometimes businesses that are in financial distress, if you look on the mortgages register at Companies House, for example, it may show that there's been a new security registered, a new charge, and on that basis, that can be an indicator of the need to get additional finance in. Sometimes finance directors resign. That can be a sign that, something's not right at the company.
At what point do you think people should get help, and what help should they be getting?
So generally speaking, the advice is always to get help as sooner rather than later. The problem that tends to arise is that most people that are suffering within a business that's suffering from financial distress really don't know where to turn to for advice, generally speaking. And there's also potentially a fear factor of asking for help because they don't want to kind of...
It's a pride thing, isn't it?
It's a pride thing, yeah. There's a genuine pride thing that comes into it, which I think is perfectly understandable. But the challenge that really sort of sets in at that point is you can sort of not ask for help and run the gauntlet of going into insolvency, or ask for help and hopefully basically save a business that may otherwise be jeopardised by not seeking advice earlier. We tend to get instructed in our sort of line of work at all stages, to be honest. Where people have approached us earlier, it just means there's a whole range of options that are available. Whereas if you kind of wait till much later down the line, generally speaking, once the kind of rot has set in, there's not that much that can be done to kind of avoid insolvency. And sometimes you have to kind of go through the insolvency to come out the other side again. And insolvency in itself, obviously there is a negative in there, but it can be used as a means to create a future for a business that's otherwise impaired.
So what would the options be then? If I ran Beth's Cake Shop, it's massive, it makes loads of cakes, but I am in real financial trouble. What are the options that I can take?
So in terms of your situation, the key to it is understanding what is happening within the business. So the thing to do is to kind of fact find, to understand what are the reasons for the financial distress. Often it can be as simple as you're owed money and you haven't been able to collect it. So is there a quick fix there that, you know, is some assistance with the collection of the debts? Sometimes it's that your overhead that you've got is too large for the run rate of the business that's coming through. So it's looking at the finer costs within the business and seeing if any of those costs can be reduced to create the profitability in the company. Sometimes it's you're in need of additional finance. That could be additional debt finance, or it could be an investment from a sort of, you know, high net worth investor or a venture capital company. Anything that's required to basically provide enough liquidity and energy in the business to enable it to perhaps trade through a problem scenario or to kind of continue further on. If the business is too far into the risk of insolvency, then it's a question of understanding what might happen at that point, and if there's a desire for, say, the existing management team to continue to trade, then perhaps there's a concept known as a company voluntary arrangement, which is basically undertaking kind of a contract with your creditors that the debts that you owe are paid back in effect, say, over a five-year period on a monthly basis, that sort of thing. So those sorts of arrangements can be negotiated and agreed with creditors. There is another option, which is effectively to sell the business. So the terminology that people use is pre-pack administration. Administration basically is a route to enabling an insolvency practitioner to sell a business. An insolvency practitioner has to market the business. There's a, you know, increased regulation around the way in which pre-packs operate nowadays, but ultimately the existing management team, for example, could form a new company, and that new company could put its hat in the ring to be one of the contenders to buy the business from the insolvency practitioner. But I think the management team, in exploring that route, just needs to bear in mind that there is a need to market the business, and that's a requirement that all insolvency practitioners have.
So if somebody felt they may be in this position then, is it as simple as calling Newton solicitors and saying, I think I might need some help, can I chat? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. So with our sort of network of offices across North Yorkshire into County Durham, what you would find is that most people who are listening to this recording will be within a very near distance to a local Newton's office. The specialism that we've got in insolvency and business turnaround is high. We have a lot of experience, a lot of kind of cases have been worked upon with a lot of successes. And basically we are able to deliver that advice locally from the local office that is nearest to where the business is located. So it would simply be a case of them ringing the local office, explaining the issue that they've got, and basically an appointment will be made. And the first appointment that is made is always on a free of charge, no obligation basis, to allow us to sit down and understand the problem and really see what we can do to help. So it's just on that basis we want to engage with the local business community to make sure that the specialisms and the advice that we can provide to people and companies that are in financial distress, we think we can offer help and support, and we want to be able to provide that assistance. So, you know, we are just generally speaking very happy to hear from people.
So if somebody wants to get in touch, then a lot of different Newton solicitors offices around, and they can get in touch with either you, Andrew, or another one of the team. Andrew Corkwell, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.